But up on the mountain, though, now this is up above his, where his mom and them lived. We got some land up there, and that turned out pretty good. Last year we had 6 acres, but we don't have any this year, though. We pulled some.
Did you drive down there and farm it?
Okay. Yeah. He comes down there 2 or 3 times a week.
I'll tell you, friend, to get away from a doggone telephone.
I had forgotten about a school principal works 24 hours a day.
Yeah. And,
gotta go somewhere, ain't you?
This afternoon, there have been 2 people to the house looking for a job. You see, I was elected superintendent of education and will assume that job in July.
Man, you're just going to be a glutton for punishment.
General Grant.
Yeah.
And that phone call a while ago.
Somebody wanted a job.
That's right.
Well, I told Lolo coming down here, I was going to tell you, if you need an art teacher ever, I won't say anything about it. You know, when I taught high school, that was the thing that got under my skin worse than anything is that, you know, everybody else that works can quit at 4 o'clock and go home.
Right.
But the parents all worked, and they didn't want to take off from work and come and see me. They wanted to come after they got off from work and see about discipline problems and one thing.
Call all times.
You were a high school principal?
No, I was a high school teacher. I couldn't take it for 2 years, and then I got out. Every time I walked, I lived alone, and it seemed like every time I unlocked the door and walked in, the phone was ringing.
Of all my 18 years, I think the one that tops them all, and I've had some dillies. One morning, I'd say around 2:30, phone rang.
What do you mean?
Mrs. fumbled to get me the phone. The lady said, we were going to the state tournament that year. She wanted to know what time the bus was leaving to go to the state tournament. Said she couldn't call the next morning because she'd wake her husband up.
Didn't want to wake her husband up.
You see?
But she called us about 1:30 or 2. Yeah.
Her? Me?
He's working the night.
If you heard the urge to...
Yeah, I know what you mean. To rip the phone out of the wall.
Yeah, to wring the neck.
Oh, me.
Sometimes you just get so late. Of course, you're afraid not to answer sometime, but still you don't know what to
do. I was thinking about that the other day about our principal. He lasted 4 years and then went back to teaching. He'd been a math teacher. And he tried to principal at high school 4 years, and he went to the superintendent and requested that he just be put back in the classroom because it was driving him crazy.
That's all he's ever done, been principal. He started out as junior high principal 4 years, and he'd been out here 14 years.
You don't ever get used to it, though, do you?
He likes it, though,
I reckon. I really love it.
He said in July he probably wished he'd been married.
I imagine about a week before I came here, though. After the first week, I'd have given my eye teeth for the peace and tranquility of the little junior high school where I was.
Well, now, when you take over as superintendent, will you continue as principal here?
No, sir. No, we have a new principal I was selected for.
Well, you'll be working where, at the courthouse?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good.
I don't know if it's good or not. I have an office up there.
And this is the city school?
No, county school.
County system. It will be over 8 schools.
You will have a few job applications in one thing and another.
Yeah, a lot more applications than there are jobs.
Oh, listen, at Florence State, we're turning out people majoring in education, and it's sad, you know. They're going out and then, when I talked to a boy yesterday, I went in a stationery store to buy a fountain pen, and one of our teachers met us. He graduated last June, and all he's been able to find is a clerk job in the stationery store.
Mm-hmm.
I called your placement division last week. We were looking for a math teacher. They sent me 11 applications